Welcome to the Air Canada Centre. The Toronto Maple Leafs getting set to tangle with the Detroit Red Wings and putting a 12-game winning streak at home on the line against these Wings, as the Maple Leafs have 8 games remaining. 6 of them will be played here at the Air Canada Centre. And the opening face-off of tonight's game brought to you by North Toronto Auction. Vehicles for every need that fit every budget. You can bid on it.
Now the Wings coming in on a 9-game losing streak. And it's been worse than that, if you can imagine. In their last stretch, just one win in their last 12 games. 1-10-1 coming into this game. And the Leafs have been on a roll. And that, Mr. Bowen, might be my minor league mentality, but it scares you.
All right. And you're right. It is your minor league mentality, but it scares me too.
Kill me when I got.
I realize that. Now it's played down into the Toronto zone. Hainsey shoveling it around back of the net. Morgan Riley tips it ahead for Kadri. He got it up for Marleau, but Marleau didn't get it out of the zone. Kadri overskates the puck, and a quick shot taken there by Bertuzzi goes wide of the net. And it is brought to center ice now by Toronto, and unable to get it deep into the Detroit zone as both teams are trying to change. Nick Jensen plays it back into his own zone. It's down into the Toronto end. Here is Zaitsev sending it around on the boards on the far side. Larkin tries to keep it in. Mantha going to the front of the net. The puck goes around back of the goal, and it's played ahead for Nylander, who gets it ahead for Zach Hyman. Hyman couldn't get it down into the zone. Here's Nylander following up on the play. Nylander down into the left wing corner. Goes around back of the net. Backhand pass in front, and it is swept just wide of the net. Nylander into the far corner with it now. Nylander trying to find Matthews, who steals the puck. Matthews closes in, and the shot was deflected wide by Jimmy Howard. Another shot. Back to the point and a drive, and Howard kicks that right up into the crowd. As the Leafs got going rather quickly once the Matthews troika arrived on the scene.
And for Jimmy Howard, he had a tough start in this building early in the season back in October. Leafs scored 4 goals on 5 shots in the first period, 3-on-4 on Howard before he was lifted in favor of Peter Mrazek. So Howard coming up with 2 big stops in the early going here.
Howard with a record of 19-26-8, 2.86 the goals against average. Frederick Anderson trying to win for the 35th time this year, which would equal his career best set in Anaheim. He is 34-19-5 and a 2.80 goals against average. He is down to our right. Leafs in their blue home jerseys played out into the center ice area. The Red Wings in white and red get it across the line. A pass in, knocked away there by Roman Polak. Played up on the wing for Brown, and Brown carries out of his own zone. The Leaf gets it to center and works it in on the left wing, but it is quickly bunted back out at center ice and down into the Leaf end as Luke Witkowski gets down there after it. The puck in the far corner, now into the slot, intercepted by Toronto, but not cleared. Kept alive here by Detroit, but stolen back from Zdechnik. Zdechnikov, and it is now bounced down into the zone. Okay, I knew the first one out was going to be tough, but Zdechnikov lost it there, and Zdechnikov is still out on the ice, and a wrist shot is directed wide. Zdechnikov nowhere near it, and it is gloved by Howard right in front of Zdechnikov, and I think I'm good now.
Yep, the young forward had a pretty good shift. Yeah, that one's all yours.
I'll tell you what, he's got a younger brother that's played up in Barrie this year who's going to be a very high draft pick this season.
What's his last name?
Evgeny. No, that's Evgeny Zvechnikov is his older brother. Face off to the right of Howard. Thank God. The boards. Played in and locked the boards by Marner, and it is cleared by the Red Wings back down into the Toronto zone. Hainsey over on the far side. I always can count on you to help out in important times.
Especially when there's vowels.
Well, no, it's not so much the vowels. There's too many consonants. Played into the Detroit end. Here's Nyquist. leaving it there for Jensen. Nick Jensen gets it into the slot area and quickly up to Nyquist. It comes on the right side. Poked off his stick, but he plays it in across the line. Zetterberg losing it. Nyquist almost stole it back. And Kadri is there, but overskated the puck and centered in front. And a nice bit of stick work done there by Anderson, deflected it away. Leaf back the other way, but Morgan Riley curls to the bench. And the pass went right by him as they expected him to be into the rush. Red Wings dump it down, and Larkin is offside. So it's going to come back into the center ice area as we are 3.5 minutes into the opening period, no score.
Now, when we talk about doing names and new players coming into the league, there is a player in the Detroit Red Wings that does not have a vowel in his last name.
That's right. F-R-K. Firk. And it's probably just as well that
yes,
he doesn't.
Yes. Yes.
If he gets on that show and has to buy a vowel, everything's going. All bets are off. I'm sorry. And the Red Wings in their own zone. Larkin backhands it down into the Toronto end. And a fight starts here with Zach Hyman. And is that Glenn Denning?
Or Helm?
Or no, it's Helm. Yeah, Darren Helm, number 43. And Helm throws a right hand, but he has lost his helmet. And Hyman is just hanging on here, and the linesman break it up. I don't know what started that.
This was coming out of the, well behind the play, coming out of the Red Wing zone. And you don't want to take away a player's intensity or how they approach a game or how they play it. But you get to this time of year, you're virtually guaranteed a playoff spot. I think the last thing you need
Pounding a head on a helmet.
You break a finger. A lot of times you'll get knee or ankle injuries if you get twisted and thrown to the ice. But neither player really seemed to get a punch in. And neither seemed to be the worse for wear. But you know, this was just a little late hack and whack coming out of their own zone.
I'm assuming that Zach Hyman's first ever National Hockey League fight. I can't remember him having anything else. Maybe a roughing minor, but I don't recall anything else that would warrant this, but here we are. Drawing the Toronto in, controlled by the Maple Leafs. No score in the first period. Tip to the line and down into the zone. So it is a fighting major to both players. Here's Roman Polak getting it ahead. That goes down into the Detroit zone and turns into an icing here. Shandor Alfonso and Devin Berg are the linesmen tonight. And Chris Snelker and Chris Rooney are the referees.
I know one of the things that Mike Babcock said after the game for Austin Matthews, he said usually the first game back after an extended stay in the injured reserve list, you've got the adrenaline going and everything else. He said it's the games that follow can be more difficult, but certainly a great first shift by Matthews.
Svechnikov got the puck into the near corner, chases after it, takes his man Van Riemsdyk to the boards. Now it is sent by Dermott around back of the net. A centering pass comes to the side of the net, and Anderson has frozen it. And there'll be a faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the right. The Red Wings have started quickly with some good forecheck, but have just one shot to show for it.
Well, to answer your question, this is his first, Zach Hyman's first regular season fighting the National Hockey League. He fought Brendan Smith for the Red Wings in preseason on October 8th, 2016. And trying to find the other one, he also fought at one fight in the American Hockey League. And that was in the postseason against Dan Kelly, the Albany Devils.
All right. So I was right.
Yes. Oh, he fought Brendan Gallagher September 25th, 2017. So that was training camp this year.
Yeah.
Got the gloves with the Montreal right. Forward.
There's a deflected shot on goal, gloved by Anderson off the faceoff. And there'll be a faceoff coming in the circle to his right. And as you mentioned, the Red Wings are 1-10-1 in their last 12 games.
And that's right after the trade deadline. A lot of times you'll see teams will take off after them when teams concede that they're out of the hunt, and you've got a lot of younger, hungry players get into the lineup for the Red Wings, so that has not been the case.
Right now, they have 65 points. Ottawa has 63, Buffalo 58. if you're looking at the draft and the percentages of the ping pong balls, it'll be in there for the draft lottery. And Montreal, 1 point up on, or a couple of points up on the Red Wings. No, 1 point up on the Red Wings with 66. So those are the bottom feeders. And the Maple Leafs will see a number of the bottom feeders, including Buffalo and Montreal, down the stretch here in their six home games. And then, well, as the bottom feeders, you're going to see one of the best teams in the NHL when the Winnipeg Jets arrive here. The Leafs opened the season in Winnipeg and beat the Winnipeg Jets. And from that point on, the Winnipeg Jets have been pretty darn good. Down into the corner in the offensive end. Zetterberg now for the Red Wings. Takes it away and gets it to the line and out. A bouncing puck that is restored. And it is Riley getting it ahead for Marner. And on to the right wing side for Patrick Marleau. And his shot deflects and goes up into the screen, out of play.
And really, Steve Mason, an injury to him early in the season. The Leafs chased him in the opener, but that allowed Connor Hellebuck to get into goal and really become the answer for the Winnipeg Jets, who always thought they had to go outside to maybe find the guy that's going to lead them from the crease. And to me, very similar. Travis Dermott, it is the same thing for the Leafs. All season, you need another defenseman. You've got to add some depth. Through a couple of injuries, you found out you had somebody in your own backyard.
Here's Gardner at the far point. Gets it along the boards. Played in there by Matthews. It comes around into an empty corner. And the Red Wings are first onto it. The pass comes off a skate to center and brought on by Jonathan Erickson and sent into the Toronto end. Gardner for the Maple Leafs rings it around the board. It's going to slide down into Detroit territory. Icing waved off. And Luke Witkowski is back there. Pass partially blocked, but it'll be restored and brought by Anthony Mantha to center and sent down into the Toronto end. Loose puck on the far side and a bank pass then springs Nylander in with a right wing shot, and Howard, well out of the net, has stopped that and then been able to get the rebound underneath his glove, and a faceoff coming in the Detroit zone.
Well, the Red Wings right now stuck at 65 points. And you've got to go back to a stretch in the mid-80s to when they put numbers up like that. 69 points in 83-84, 66 in 84-85.
Ah, those were the great old years of the Norris Division.
In 85-86, 40 points. That was our good friend Mr. Neal behind the bench for a tough year with the Red Wings.
Played out and down the ice.
You're right. The other two seasons, they made the playoffs.
Yep. And as Harry said, the only thing he got was a parking space. Now a loose puck and a shot deflected off the side of the goal, but a penalty coming to Toronto. And the first penalty of the game is going to be, or at least to put team at either team a shorthanded, will be a hooking call. And it is coming, I believe, to Connor Brown. So the Leafs will be a man short when we return. Their penalty killing has been excellent over the last while. Just 3 goals and 14 times short the last 5 games. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the right of Frederick Anderson, and a kind of a bantam call here, a hooking call to Brown.
Hunter Brown just looking it up on the replay and shaking his head. I think he tries to hook Cromwell coming in for the left point and misses him. Tries to get his stick. But if you're the official from a certain angle, it certainly looks legit.
Here's the pass over on the right wing side. Franz Nielsen with a shot. That's deflected wide. It's gone up into the screen and whistled down, and a faceoff coming again in the Toronto end.
Detroit power play, as you might imagine, for a team that's going to miss the postseason, 23rd overall in the 31 team National Hockey League. The Leafs 15 for 17. They've killed off in the last 6 games.
And they're also 23rd in the penalty kill. And in the heyday of Datsyuk, Zetterberg, Lidstrom and company, this team was a vaunted power play machine.
25 straight years making the postseason.
Amazing. Brought out at center ice now by Trevor Daly. Drops it back. Here's Larkin carrying in over the line. He dropped it at the blue line, but it was blocked there, and Plekanec is able to swing it out into the center ice area. Red Wings play it back to their goaltender, and Howard back of the net, gets it to one of the defensemen, and now here are the Red Wings trying to break it out. Up on the left wing, fanning on a pass, but it's grabbed off by Helm and sent down into the Toronto end. Rattled around the boards, blocked at the near point by Daly, sent back into the corner. Red Wings setting up. Larkin down into the corner, centering pass! Oh, and it was just swept wide of the goal, as coming down from the left side was Martin Furk. It comes back to the point and a shot in traffic. Down is Anderson, sprawled out, and the Maple Leafs are able to free it up for him and clear it out and down the ice.
And all of a sudden, the shots on goal are favoring the Red Wings by a count of 7-3.
12:20 to go in the period. Half a minute now left in the power play. Brought out by Gustav Nyquist. Nyquist hits the line, fed in for Zetterberg. Zetterberg stops, still has it. Off a skate, pushed ahead, and it will be cleared out at center ice. And here's Plekanec away. Plekanec in over the line. Janssen trying to go to the front of the net, and that's going to draw a penalty. So some good hustle from Andreas Janssen to try to get to the net with Plekanec breaking. And it's a holding call here against Bertuzzi.
12 seconds to go in the Connor Brown penalty.
And speaking of hot power plays,
the Leafs have been incredible. The power play in the last seven games, 11 of 18, and four times during that stretch have scored two power play goals in a single game. And that, they don't get Austin Matthews back until the last game in Nashville.
Here's Bozak scrumming the draw. That's drawing a crowd to the far side. Van Riemsdyk tried to center. It was picked off, and the penalty box door will open as the Red Wings get it to center ice and shoot it in. And that should have been an icing call because the penalized player was not back on the ice, and it was certainly sent from the Red Wings side of center. Right back down into the Toronto end again, and the Leafs now with a minute 33 to work with their first power play, brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. As it's carried to center ice. On the left wing for Kadri. Kadri across the line. Marner had it taken away. And Abdelkader will skate it to center ice and bring it into the Leaf end. Riley trying to get an angle on Abdelkader. Abdelkader tries to center it back. And a shot deflects wide of the goal. Your Ontario Subaru dealers open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with a great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. Here's Bozak working into the corner and stopping. Looks what? For traffic in front, and now what?
There's an injured Red Wing in the faceoff circle to the right of Jimmy Howard, and I don't know what happened, but three wings go after Nazem Kadri after the whistle. And we'll see what it was, but in order to blow the whistle, you got to figure it's Trevor Daly is the Red Wing that is down. And you got to figure that Kadri might have snuck something in.
Well, there's no penalty.
Trying to watch again. Now, this is just a collision, I think. Two players go to the same place at the same time. Kadri trying to get to the front of the net. He's looking at the right point, as is Daly.
And neither of them saw one another. The collision happens, and the Leafs are all pounding their sticks on the boards. As Kadri skated over there, but nothing more develops. 55 seconds left to go in the power play. A strange happenstance. Neither player seems to be too worse for the wear, although Daly seemed to take the brunt of the collision.
Well, the faceoff down to the right of Jimmy Howard. And this is, I mean, the return of Austin Matthews gives you this. Two power play units. Even though one was working just fine.
Matthews is dumped by Glendening. The shot goes around the boards. The Leafs control it. Matthews back to the point. It comes to Gardner over on the far side. Nylander, a deflection off a couple of bodies. And Howard tracked it well. But in fairness to him, it got slowed up with each subsequent deflection. And so he was able to track it into his pad and then cover up on it.
But you like this, William Nylander. Coming in off the right wing side. Looking and shooting. He beat Charlie Lindgren a week ago here to open the scoring against the Montreal Canadiens in the power play. And even though we've talked a lot about Marner and how much more he's shooting the last 25 games or so, William Nylander, I think, has got to follow suit.
And now that he's feeling a little better about himself, it should. There's a shot that was just wide. And off the end boards, it was swept aside by Howard. And then it is cleared into the seats. And going straight to the penalty box is Darren Helm. The Leafs will have a two-man advantage for 36 seconds.
And the Leafs are going to have to use their hurry-up offense. Sometimes you get lulled into that sense of security. You've got all this time. But I think from a Toronto standpoint, and this puck just got up on edge as Helm tried to backhand it up the right wing boards, got it over the glass.
And I'll give you the...
But I think from a Leafs standpoint, you've got to look at this as we got to get two.
The statistics on 5-on-3, you realize you don't get a full 2 minutes, although the Leafs did kill one session off of a full 2 minutes.
Yes.
But 8 minutes and 9 seconds, they've had a two-man advantage this year. That's 10 occasions. They've scored once. So your point about, yeah, never mind throwing it around a lot.
By the way, Trevor Daley going to the Red Wings dressing
room. Yes, so the collision there had more to do with it. And now the Red Wings win the draw and send it out and down the ice. So that cuts into the 5-on-3. Riley starts out with it. He drops it back for Nylander. Nylander with Matthews, who takes the pass and is into the zone. Drops it back for Johnson. Back it goes to Riley. Now to Nylander. Down low. Back to Nylander with a shot. There's a rebound. They bang away with it. And it comes back to the point. The referee took a tumble and fell. Puck at the side of the goal. Van Riemsdyk. On the wing, it comes back to the blue line to Riley. Riley closes in. Now to Nylander in the slot. His shot is blocked. The first penalty is over. And the Red Wings can't get it out. And now they do, off the glass and down the ice. So add 36 seconds to the 8:09. And you can understand, although the Leafs did act with a little more urgency and get some shots delivered to the net. Here's Marner. And across the line, Van Riemsdyk back to Marner, and around the boards it comes to Kadri. Kadri spinning it back towards the blue line. A shot taken there by Morgan Riley was deflected, and now Abdelkader trying to break down the left wing side, winds and shoots, and he fed it wide of the net, but Anderson looked rather uncomfortable in making that move to his right. A pass back in the other way. Bozak goes to the net, and the shot is stopped. He gets the return pass. Bozak to Marner. Quickly back it goes to Gardner. Gardner stretches things and gives it back to Mitch Marner. Marner spins it on the backhand to Gardner. His shot is coming, and it's blocked, and the rebound is going to come to the line, but not out. Kept alive there by Gardner, and now it is a battle that Bozak wins. Far side for Marner. Marner with a pass in, looking for Van Riemsdyk, and it was deflected wide. Gardner, a nice play to keep it in at the far point. Over on the near side for Bozak. Top of the circle, shooting, and down is Howard to swallow that up and hold for a faceoff in the Detroit zone with just 5 seconds left in the second penalty.
And even though the Leafs haven't found the back of the net, you've got to love the movement, crisp passes, and a lot of motion. I think that's, to me, has been the key to the power play. It's not the five guys standing outside the box.
That's your pet peeve.
It is.
I know, and I agree with you.
My biggest pet peeve is to take 20 seconds to pass the puck around to the guy that had it at the start of the 20 seconds.
Here's Zaitsev going wide. Penalty is over. Red Wings lose it. A wraparound attempt in front of the net and a shot. Oh, what a save made by Howard's left hand off Matthews. Matthews steals again. He's down into the corner. Pulls back. Gets it back to the blue line to Zaitsev and over to Hainsey it comes. His shot is deflected wide. It's down into the near corner again. Trying to bang in there and dig it free is Zach Hyman out of the penalty box. Comes back to the blue line. Hainsey volleyballs it into the zone. It would have been a glove pass, and now it's offside anyway. So the Leafs tag up and change.
What a save by Jimmy Howard off Austin Matthews. And Matthews had time, not as exaggerated, but to do that little toe drag to change the angle and try to go high glove.
At center ice, Henrik Zetterberg sends it into the Toronto end. Polak played it back, but Bertuzzi is there. Back to the point and a shot. Blocking arm save made by Anderson. Andreas Johnsson bursting out at center and across the line. Dropping for Dermott. A shot is kicked into the corner and it ends up in the screen off the stick of Jimmy Howard. Howard's been the busier of the two goalkeepers. 7:31 to go first period. Still no score. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Back here at the Air Canada Centre, there's going to be Earth Hour tonight. And everybody turns off all of their hydro. So you and I will just get off early. We'll go to that bar that has candlelit stuff going on. We could maybe just drop in there, take the rest of the night off.
Yeah, I don't know if you can stagger it to suit your own needs.
Oh, you can?
I think no. It'd be just the second period. We'd have to come back still.
Oh, we'd still have to come back?
Yeah. I hope we would have to come back.
Played back to the blue line. Dermott backhands it into the Detroit corner near side. Three players fall. Here's Marner coming right out in front of the net. A backhand try by Kadri. And that was stopped. Then Kadri loses an edge and crashes into the sideboards. And he is not getting up. The puck is down in the zone. And as it's played in, now he's up on his haunches.
I don't think he was taken down. I think when he got to the boards and tried to put the brakes on. Yeah.
But he's up and hunched over as he's coming back to the Toronto bench. And at this point, does not look much worse for the wear other than the rude stop on the sideboards. Yeah, he just seemed to lose his edge while he was trying to stop. And then Glenn Benning followed him in.
And I get another look at it here. No, he just tries to go to the right. Might have been more right shoulder, right arm that took the impact of the fall for Kadri.
But there wasn't anybody following through on him.
No.
And at this point, although he was doubled over and in some discomfort, he has not left the Toronto bench.
And as the Boston Bruins and Tampa Bay Lightning continue to win, you get through this stretch. It's the thing you hope for more than anything is good health going into the postseason.
Played off the boards and around into the Toronto end. Gardner knifes it back for Zaitsev. Pass back into Gardner. Goes off on the right wing side and Matthews comes to center. He is lifted off his skates. No call there. The puck comes up on the near wing. Kept alive by Gardner and into the corner goes Nylander to spin away from a hit from Nick Jensen. Played to the far side, back in front of the net! And Hyman tried to pull it to his forehand, but it was just knocked off his stick in front of the net. Larkin the other way with a shot. And it's well wide of the goal and bounding up on the near wing. Nylander plays it down into the Red Wing zone. Hyman and Larkin, of course, were two teammates with the University of Michigan Wolverines. As it's brought in over the line by Witkowski, a shot, and that was stopped by Anderson. 10 shots for Toronto now, 8 for Detroit.
Leafs had 7 straight. It was 7-3 Red Wings after their power play.
Played along the boards in the near side for Bozak. Passes in front, deflected by Brown, and it went just wide. Red Wings get it out at center. Athanasiu trying to go wide. His backhand well wide of the goal. Brown freed the puck up now for Bozak, who comes to center. He's across the line with Van Riemsdyk. He tried to flip it in. It was knocked down with a high stick there of Erickson. Play goes on as it comes into the slot. And unable to shoot it was Kapanen. Riley does. That's blocked in front. Van Riemsdyk trying to extricate his stick. Another shot scores! All of the attention was on Van Riemsdyk. And Kapanen slid in there with no one around him and an empty net.
But what a play by Tyler Bozak. Van Riemsdyk gets tied up in front. The puck squirts loose. No one, you couldn't tell where the puck was on the point shot. It finally appeared, and Van Riemsdyk was tied up. He kicks it from the maze to Bozak, who then slides it back through the slot and through about 3 pairs of skates to get it to Kapanen, who snaps it into the back of the net, and the Leafs are their 11th shot of the game of taking a 1-0 lead.
7th straight game that they have scored the opening goal of the hockey game. And for Kasperi Kapanen, that is goal number 7 on the season.
And I'll tell you, Kapanen had to get it through. I believe it was Mike Green, the Red Wing defenseman, was on the goal line. He had to get it through his legs. And then, it was Erickson, Jonathan Erickson.
Time of the goal brought to you by The Pint, where Pint O'Clock starts weekdays from 5 p.m. until 9 with $5 beer, wines, and cocktails. 14:30 of the first period, 1-0 Toronto. Brought on at center ice by Witkowski. Slid into the right wing corner. Witkowski against the boards. Riley trying to poke it free. Bertuzzi goes back in the net, and as he comes in front, down is Anderson to swallow that up and hold for a face-off as the Sudbury native couldn't wrap it around. 5 minutes to play in the first period. The Maple Leafs with a 1-0 lead on Kasperi Kapanen's seventh goal of the season. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Face-off coming in the circle to the left in the Toronto zone. And the Leafs with a 1-0 lead. Van Riemsdyk gets an additional assist along with Bozak. Kapanen's seventh of the season at 14:30. Leafs were in the midst of a line change. Brown heading off, Kapanen coming on and scoring the goal. Nielsen plays it back into the Red Wing zone. A pass ahead has deflected and gone up into the seats. And out of play. 4:48 to go in the first period.
Because you look at heading into the postseason, and again, fingers crossed as you get there with a healthy roster. Leo Komarov back. What are the differences from a year ago in that series against Washington Capitals and this year? Mitch Marner and William Nylander, I think, could really be larger factors. And certainly they handled themselves well, but we've seen how often power play or even five on five, they can be absolute game breakers.
Here's a pass intercepted by Kapanen, swung it back to Roman Polak, who steps in, and the shot stopped. The rebound was shoveled right through the blue paint. Another shot coming, and that was stopped in front of the net. It may have hit Andreas Janssen. Janssen with it now into the corner. Trying to spin off that was Kapanen. Plekanec is there as well. The puck comes free. Here's Janssen getting it back to the blue line. A shot by Dermott in traffic is cleared away after it was stopped. Now Plekanec took a pretty good whack from Howard in front of the net. And the puck comes out into the center ice area and down into the Leaf end as they change on the fly. Nylander lifting it in onto the left wing side. Nick Jensen goes after it. Doubled up there by Nyquist, and he turns in the Detroit end, and the Detroit forward brings it to center. A pass on the right side, brought in over the line by Jensen. Jensen down into the corner, trying to work it free. It goes around back of the net. Bertuzzi centers, and just fanning on that was Zetterberg, as it may have been just tipped away from his stick at the last second. Matthews in his own end. Saucers it over for Gardner. Gardner comes to center, looks for Matthews, drops it back to him as he comes through the neutral zone and in on the left wing. Matthews going wide, around back of the net. Matthews to the far side, still with it. Now at the blue line, near side for Gardner, into the slot, and a shot by Zaitsev was deflected wide with the Leafs setting up. Really a terrific shot opportunity from right between the circles at the hash marks. Bertuzzi back into the Toronto zone. Erickson swinging it around to the far side. Mantha gets there first. Larkin couldn't come up with it. Kept in by Detroit. Far side it goes for Cronwall. Back into the corner. A centering pass. And just out of the reach of Helm, who tipped it wide of the Leaf goal. Far side, and another shot is deflected wide of the Toronto goal. Puck at the side of the net. Carried off the boards and played to center ice by Bozak as the Leafs were hemmed in their own end. 2.25 left to go in the period. Here's Helm. Nifty move to get around Marner. Shoots it into the right wing corner. Kadri back into the fray after that collision with the sideboards. Finds Marner. Mitch Marner flipping it to center. That bounces towards the goal. It'll be, wow, an icing call here against the Maple Leafs. And with 2:06 to play, it'll be in the corner to the right. The Don Mills Flyers 2003s captured their third straight Greater Toronto Hockey League Championship today. And it meant quite a bit to this team after that tragic situation that befell them with their family just mind-boggling. But they all had their patches on today to remember number 74, the young goaltender, and won the GTHL championship. Congratulations on a very, very tough week for those youngsters.
Well, and for the entire league, for so many families involved.
Yep. Faceoff will be in the Toronto zone, although they've...
No, what, I don't know what the officials are looking at. I don't think... Okay. I mean, there was a scramble in the Red Wings zone. I don't recall seeing anything close to going into the net, if that's what they're looking at.
Well, right over there now is Chris Rooney, and he's chatting with the other Dermott. He got the shot away, and everybody kind of looking with a little...
Now, here we're going to take a look at it from an overhead, Joe. It was on a point shot. Wow. Jimmy Howard moved to his right.
Under review.
So we're going to look at it. And this is...
You can't... It's right up against the post where his pad was. And I don't think you can see it in the net.
Now, this wasn't a challenge or anything. This just would have been called in from master control. We're going to look at it from a different angle. It was a shot from the left point. Jimmy Howard, I don't think this is in. I think Howard, the toe of his skate is inside the post, but he's got the post sealed off the rest of his pad, so I don't think you see anything here that would lead you to believe.
No angle that would even tell you that
no.
It was in, though. Chris Rooney is getting the word, and the word, I think, will be play on McDuff.
I think it was Travis Dermott was the Leaf that fired it from the point. Here we're going to get the official word.
After review, the puck never completely crossed the goal line. No goal.
Well, no one seems to be too upset in the seats.
No. It's because even the players, I don't think anyone really.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're going to take it. They're going to serve it up to you.
Yeah, they're going
to
serve it up. That would have been on a platter. 2:06 to play. Kasperi Kapanen has the lone goal. Around back of the net, played off the boards by the Leafs, tipped by Marlowe, but Red Wing also got a hand on it or a stick, and so down into the Red Wing zone it comes. Off a skate, almost a turnover. Red Wings play it out at center, but Jensen didn't get it far enough up ice, and now Kadri has brought it back into the zone. Played around into the far corner. Marlowe got there first. Marner trying to spin to get away from a Nick Jensen hit. The puck is pushed around back of the goal, and the Red Wings now starting out with it. Lead pass by DeKeyser is sent down into the Toronto end, and now here is Marlowe sending it deep into the Red Wings zone. Daly has, I don't believe, returned since leaving after the collision with Kadri. Back down into the Toronto end. Swept around the boards by Hainsey. And it is knocked high in the air. That should have been a high stick, but the Leafs touch it anyway. And a chance now with a backhand in front of the net. Steered wide of the Leaf goal. Grabbed off by Hainsey and shot off the boards and down the ice. Less than a minute to go in the period.
No, I don't believe Daly's come back. I'm going to ask you this. Where's the Red Wing backup goaltender?
Well, how would I know that?
Don't.
He's not there.
He's not there.
No. That's Jared Carl. Maybe got an early start on the orange tray. Brought out at center ice by Brown. Brown flipping it into the right wing corner.
Because I counted six times and I thought there's two missing.
And then you figure it out. Now a lead pass at center is Nyquist and a rolled off his stick. He goes around back of the net. Oh, what a great chance that was. And then he sets it up for Zetterberg, and it's deflected up into the screen. Gustav Nyquist probably demonstrated on one shift what the Red Wings season has been like. He had a breakaway on the left wing and then just mishandled the puck so badly, the chance went for naught.
19 goals on the season coming in his rookie year. The Leaf fans will remember this in 2013-14. Had 28 goals and 48 points, a little over 50 games. And the Leafs went in there and lost a huge game near the end of the year. That was the Just All Right game. Randy Carlyle talking about James Reimer.
Brought to center ice. Nyquist, I think, scored a couple of goals in that game, if memory serves correct.
Right.
Round into the Detroit zone it goes, tied up against the boards to allow time to run out. The shots will favor Toronto, 15-11. And the only goal of the game in the first period comes off the stick of Kasperi Kapanen in the middle of a line change. Van Riemsdyk getting horse-collared in front of the net. The puck squirted free. Bozak spotted Kapanen, who fired it into an empty net at 14:30 of the first period, his seventh of the season.
And not a great 3 or 4 minutes to start. Then the Matthews line seemed to get the Leafs going. And I thought for about a 16, 17-minute stretch, the Leafs absolutely dominated the Red Wings, who did get a couple of opportunities later in the period.
1-0 Leafs at the end of one. Jim Taddy, Greg Gilbert coming along with our first period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.